Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. There are some Christians that believe Jews do not have to come through Jesus Christ to be saved. That's the headline. David James will come to this broadcast table in a moment to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
David, unfortunately, there are some evangelicals who do believe that Jews do not need to become Christians in order to be saved, and that they can find salvation through faithfulness to the law of Moses.
That's right, and one form of this is referred to as dual covenant theology. In other words, God has one covenant with Christians, and he has yet another covenant that still stands in effect for the Jewish people, so that Christians, that most people, must turn to Christ, all Gentiles in general, must turn to Christ for salvation, but that the Jews can, by, as you said, being faithful to the law of Moses and being faithful to that covenant with God, that they can find salvation in their own way apart from Christ. However, the book of Romans argues strongly against that, especially when we also understand the purpose of the Mosaic Law. The Mosaic Law was never a means of salvation. It was a means for a redeemed people to stand in a right relationship with God in their daily walk and to live as a nation, but they were not saved by that. You're saved the way Abraham was, and that he believed God, and it was counted to him for righteousness. And in Romans chapters 1 and 2, Paul makes it very clear that both Jews and Gentiles stand equally condemned as sinners before God, and that there's nothing that we can do, either Jew or Gentile, on our own that would bring us into a right relationship with God. And then when you go to Romans chapter 10, this is extremely important, because in verse 9 of Romans 10, he says, "If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved." And then he says down in verse 12, "There is no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon him, and whoever calls on the Lord, name of the Lord, shall be saved." So when you combine Romans 1 and 2 with Romans chapter 10, what we find is that Jews and Gentiles are equally condemned. Those who are under the law and those who are outside the law are equally condemned as sinners before God, and there is no distinction either as sinners, nor is there any distinction, as Paul says, when it comes to salvation, that one must call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to be saved. It really couldn't be more clear.
David James with Bible in hand to explain why Jews also must come through Jesus Christ to be saved. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. David's biblical explanation of the way for all people, both Jews and Gentiles, to get saved is actually the bottom line. It is during this time in history, which is referred to as the Church Age, when all must come by the way of the cross and Jesus Christ in order to be saved. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and today is the day of salvation. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...